Welcome back, my good little test subject. I've got something interesting for you today. It's something entirely new. It's called a neural access chip. It's a small, very, very thin computer chip. And it'll do very wondrous things to your mind. Does that sound fun? Good. I'll just get you to sit here or lay here, whichever one is more comfortable. And I'll get you to close your eyes. It works best when you're nice and relaxed. And I'm sure you're used to hearing my voice. Relaxing you. Comforting you. Isn't that right? Very good. Just take a nice deep breath. Breathing in. Maybe holding for a moment and letting it out. Very good. And as you breathe in, your body fills with relaxation. I've put it in the air after all. And as you breathe out, all the tension in your body just melts away. Any tension in your muscles, you just let your shoulders relax. Isn't that right? Very good. Such a good test subject for me. And as I count down from 10 to 1, your body will get more and more relaxed. The way I need you to be for this little fun, harmless experiment to work. 10. Nice and relaxed for me. 9. Just sinking into that chair. 8. More and more relaxed. 7. 6. 5. Halfway there now. 4. 3. 2. 1. Nice and relaxed for me. Practically almost asleep. This little neural access chip of mine, I just take it and I apply it just below the back of your neck. Between your neck and your back. It's very thin for a computer chip, but it's very powerful and very smart. And it stays attached to you. It's so thin that once I allow you to come out of this relaxation, you won't even be able to feel it. As I just press it onto that spot on the back of your neck, between your neck and your back, that one spot. As it attaches, it connects through your spine into your mind, just through electromagnetic pulses. You can't feel them, but it feels you. This chip also acts as a sort of button when pressed. If I were to press it, or anyone other than you specifically, press that specific spot, the chip will activate. It will connect to your mind, and it will make you feel very, very melty, very submissive. This little effect intensifies when it's pressed harder. Even just a light touch will give you a little tingle of meltiness. Just that glimpse of submissiveness. But if I were to take my finger and press it onto that spot, you feel that melty, submissive feeling wash through your body. Perhaps even a small wave of pleasure. Feeling so melty, so blushy, so submissive and powerless. Isn't that right? Very good. So the chip acts as a button. We can call it a subby button if you want. But whenever I or anyone other than you presses that spot, you'll feel that wonderful, melty feeling. Of course, this little chip also accesses your mind as well. It can tell what you see, but it only cares about one thing. If you see me suggest that you can feel me pressing that button in italic text, the chip will activate all the same, as though I'm pressing it for real. Is that understood? Very good. That's not the only thing this little chip can do. It connects to your hearing, and it responds when it hears three words and a snap. The word toy, followed by a body part, a feeling, and a snap. Upon hearing that snap, the chip activates with the previous words, connects to your mind, and will make that body part feel that feeling. And this can be a feeling as simple as a simple, gentle caress of your arm, or a pat on the head. But it can also make you feel feelings. It can make you feel warm. It can make you feel tingly. If I so choose, I can make it so that it feels like your ass were being spanked. But that's only if you're into that, of course. For example, remember the word toy, a body part, and a feeling, and it will activate upon hearing a snap. Toy, head, pat. Just feeling my hand against your head. Softly patting you. Or perhaps something more like toy, torso, hug. Feeling the pressure of me giving you a hug. feeling my arms wrapped around you, giving you a gentle squeeze. Or maybe, perhaps, toy, mind, blank, clearing your mind, letting those thoughts just fade, just for a moment. Of course, I have more than one chip out there, so just to be safe and make sure I don't affect everyone who has one, if I want to be picky on who I'm affecting, it also works with your name or any name that you accept an answer to, whether it be a nickname, a username, as long as it's yours. Of course, otherwise, toy works just fine. I mentioned that your mind connects, well, the chip connects to your mind, and your mind connects to your sight. And if you see those words, either your name, a body part, a feeling, in bold text, the chip will respond all the same, making you feel whatever I want you to feel. Either your name or the word toy, a body part, and a feeling. No need for a snap in text. The bold text is enough to trigger the chip. Is that understood? Very good. Feel me press on that spot. Just gently, like a small poke. And then I start to press harder, putting more pressure on it. Those feelings just intensify so, so intensely. And then I take my finger off, and those effects just fade. The chip can also make you feel things that may not be there. I said warmth, but for example, if... instead of a body part, I mention something like a collar. And I say, toy, collar, tug. You would feel as though you were wearing a collar and it were being pulled by me. I'm sure. You may like that, you may not. Of course, because the chip is connected to your mind, it's also aware of your limits. And if anything happens, or if anyone tries to trigger you in a way that you're uncomfortable with, it simply won't activate. Safeties are important, after all. Especially when running experiments like this. So now, I believe it's fully installed. I'm going to count up to 10. And with that, you can let yourself come up out of this relaxation, becoming fully awake on 10. 1, slowly rising up. 2, higher and higher. 3, feeling so nice and relaxed still. 4, 5, halfway there. 6, more aware of your body. 7, more aware of your surroundings. 8, give yourself a little stretch, moving your limbs, your toes, your fingers. 8, nearly there. 9, and 10, wide awake. And as you wake up, you feel me come behind you and just press that spot again. Feeling that feeling, even when awake, that feeling of melting, of being submissive, just from me pressing a spot. As I press harder, and I let go. So very good, such a good little test subject for me. And of course, I can't let you leave without testing the other one. Toy, neck, kiss. Very good. So very good indeed. I can't wait to see you again, my good little test subject. I'll have something even better for you next time.